says he's done nothing wrong. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Former President Trump responding a short time ago to the appointing of a special counsel to oversee the FBI probe into the presence of classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and into the role that Trump may have had in the January 6th riots.
This is a rigged deal, just as the 2020 election was rigged, and we can't let them get away with it. We can't do it. We cannot let this happen to our country.
The comments after Attorney General Merrick Garland announced federal prosecutor Jack Smith will serve as the special counsel.
Given the work to date and Mr. Smith's prosecutorial experience, I am confident that this appointment will not slow the completion of these investigations.
Garland said Trump's announcement of his candidacy and President Biden's comments that he intends to run for re-election were factors in his decision. New details are emerging about the murders of four University of Idaho students in their off-campus rental house last weekend.
The Latah County coroner, Kathy Mabbitt, said each of the victims was stabbed multiple times using a long knife, the fatal wounds to the chest. The bodies were found in bed, suggesting the victims were attacked while sleeping. One victim, Zanna Cronoli, had defensive wounds, according to her father. The coroner called the attack personal. New information about the two roommates who were in the house while the murders took place. They were unheard and apparently unaware of the attack. The Daily Mail identifies them as Dylan Mortensen and Bethany Funk. Police say they have been cooperating to the extent they can.
Fox's Dan Springer. A rapidly intensifying flu season is straining hospitals already dealing with patients sick from other respiratory infections. The CDC says more than half the states are reporting high or very high levels of flu for this early in the season, as children's hospitals are dealing with a surge of illnesses from RSV, a common virus that can be serious for infants and the elderly. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
State Republican leaders are challenging a major vaccine mandate.
22 state attorneys general are filing a petition demanding the Biden administration end its COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. According to the nearly 40-page document obtained by Fox News, the Republicans argue that compelled vaccination will not meaningfully limit COVID transmission and that the mandate caused staffing issues for the healthcare industry already facing staffing shortages. Montana's attorney general argues the mandate had an impact in his home state, where 10 skilled nursing homes closed this year due to worker shortages. The federal mandate from Health and Human Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid has been in effect since November of last year. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The World Cup kicks off in just 2 days, and the host nation made a last-minute move to ban the sale of beer at stadiums.
Qatar banning all beer sales at and around its World Cup stadiums. The latest move in the controversial tournament complicating the $75 million sponsorship agreement FIFA has with Budweiser. The Muslim-majority nation does not fully ban alcohol for visitors, but the sale and consumption is strictly controlled. FIFA tweeted a statement saying the decision was made to, quote, focus the sale of alcoholic beverages on the FIFA Fan Festival and other fan destinations, but not at the actual matches. When Qatar launched its bid to host the World Cup, the country agreed to respect FIFA's commercial partners, and again when signing contracts after winning the vote in 2010. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in October for the ninth month in a row to the slowest pace in more than 10 years as homebuyers deal with sharply higher mortgage rates, rising home prices, and fewer properties on the market. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 5.9% last month from September. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.